Mr. Simpson, are you ready to enter a plea at this time?
Yes, Your Honor.
And how do you plead to counts one and two?
Absolutely 100% not guilty.
Okay, that is not a real recording from the O.J. Simpson case. It's actually a clip from a new TV series that premieres tonight on FX, American Crime Story. The first season, The People versus O.J. Simpson, goes back about 20 years when a beloved black football player and celebrity was accused of brutally murdering his ex-wife and her friend. The show makes the trial feel relevant again, especially when it talks about race, the police, and the judicial system. And no character speaks to these themes better than Johnny Cochran, O.J. Simpson's flamboyant lawyer who was a hero to many African Americans. Cochran died in 2005, and in the show, he is played by the actor Courtney B. Vance.
In a real sense, there's a void when he passed away. I mean, if Johnny was here, he would be leading the charge in all of these cases. You know, all the chokeholds and the Fergusons and, all of them.
Vance says he didn't follow the O.J. trial at the time. But when the verdict came down in October 1995, a white friend who was with him said no. And Courtney B. Vance said yes.
I cheered for Emmett Till. I cheered for all the strange fruit that hung on the trees for three centuries. I cheered for all those black men and women that tried to vote in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. So many black men and women were killed just because they were black, because they were animals. And consequently, there was nowhere to go for justice. You look at the Emmett Till case when there was the cut and dry. Those two guys did it. They admitted they did it. And an all-white jury got him off. And Johnny Cochran, we see him in the same light as we do Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King because he struck a blow. Now, was it a blow for justice? Because there were two people who were killed. And if O.J. Simpson is innocent, who's guilty? But that's what myself and probably a lot of African Americans, what the yes was about, that finally, on the biggest stage, a black man worked the system and got another black man off. Now, was he guilty? We don't know. But that wasn't his job, Johnny Cochran. His job was to poke holes in the prosecution, and it was on the prosecution to prove his guilt. So Johnny Cochran, we celebrate him doing his job.
I'm going to listen to a clip now. Both teams are in Judge Lancito's office, the prosecution led by Marsha Clark and the defense led by Johnny Cochran. Mm-hmm. And they're discussing what can and can't be said at the trial. Mm-hmm. And this clip we're about to hear is you as Johnny Cochran arguing that race absolutely has to be part of this trial. Let's take a listen.
This is the United States of America, and we are defending a black man who is fighting to prove his innocence. Now, I know I don't have to give anyone here a civics lesson about the historic injustices visited upon black men for no other reason other than they black.
We didn't introduce that into this trial. We didn't introduce that into this case. It is a plain and simple fact.
But we would not be doing our job if we did not at least talk about how race plays a part in this trial. Now, if that is playing the race card, so be it.
What are you saying?
It's deep. He said, but can we just talk about it?
Right.
Is it a crime to talk about it? Can we do that? And as attorneys, everything introduced is important. And certain things you want to block from being discussed. Just like Darden tried to have the N-word banned from the trial.
Christopher Darden from the prosecution.
Right.
He's also black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny because O.J. Simpson himself famously said, I'm not black. I'm O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
He was married to a white woman. He belonged to a fancy country club, lived in Brentwood. There's this sense and the suggestion in the series that despite that, Johnny Cochran sort of said, like, look, right now, we need you to be black.
We need you to be black today.
Yes. You know, we need you to be black so we can win this because we've got a majority of black jurors, and that's the story they're going to believe. They're going to believe that.
Right.
The police set you up
right.
because you're black.
Right.
And there's a reluctance on the part of O.J. Simpson. And you have to kind of convince him. Did you feel squeamish about that at all?
No. No squeamishness at all. Just, I'm an observer. It's like I'm an observer, and I'm watching this unfold. And I didn't follow this. So I'm like a child coming to it. Hmm. And I'm watching it and I'm going, we are a complicated country. You got a black man married to a white woman living the American dream lifestyle, celebrity down, but doesn't think he's black, does not want to be associated with black people, but gets in trouble. And with a black jury, Johnny Cochran knew that in order for the black man who thought he wasn't black, in order for him to get off, he needed to all of a sudden be black, so much so that he had to redo his house.
Right. That's, I wanted to ask you about that scene.
Amazing.
I mean, there's this scene where the jury, before they go to tour his O.J. Simpson's home, Johnny Cochran and his staff go and redecorate the house and make it more black. They put African art in the house. They put, Johnny puts this huge portrait of OJ's mama up on the wall, takes down pictures of white people, puts up pictures of black people, so much so that OJ Simpson, when he walks in, says, I don't even know who these people are. Yeah. Did that really happen?
That really happened. And it's so frightening that someone can be so far away from where he came from in his mind. And in all of our minds, that's, he was living the American dream. And that's why I think this is such a watershed case and so important for the country, because he said, I'm not black. I'm OJ. And I mean, we all look at him and go, are you out of your mind? I mean, it is so deep. That's what Marcia Clark did not understand, the depth of the deepness.
Of
the racial divide. It is so deep that it's going to take everyone just putting their gloves aside and letting it be talked out. You're not going to all understand it today, not tomorrow, but let, that's why I said to myself, I said, please let the Ferguson grand jury, please let them have a trial. Please let them talk it out. Let the year-long process go through. And let it not be like the O.J. trial, where after the trial, people just go, no, and go back to their corners. Let there be a town meeting as a series. It was a perfect opportunity to do what needed to be done,
so you
to
think,
talk it through.
You think that's what this series is helping us do?
That's why I'm here. It's a perfect opportunity for us to begin the process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's got to be talked through.
Well, Courtney Vance, thank you so much for coming in today. Really appreciate it. Nice talking to you. American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson premieres tonight on FX.